Vayter and Shasper and Daf Memvav, picking up Memhayim and Beis by the bottom of the page, the very last word. Just to bring us back into what we were talking about, we were discussing last time on Sukkah. We were discussing a three-way discussion about what you do in terms of brachas, in reference to lulav and sukkah. We had Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that lulav you make every day of sukkahs, you make a bracha on it, since the nights break it up. So therefore, the next day it's another mitzvah. So therefore, it's seven times, and every day you're making a bracha on your lulav. When it comes to sukkah, though, you only make it on the first day, and then you're good for the rest of it, because the night doesn't break it up. So he says, 7-1. Lulav, sukkah, 7-1. Rabbi Rechana says in Rav Yochanan, no, he says, lulav, you say... he actually flips the way that he flips it on what Shmuel said. He said, by lulav, you say it one time because it's a derabanan. And the sukkah, you say, because the rest of the day is a derabanan. The first day you do it, then after that's derabanan, you don't make a bracha. And sukkah, you do all 7 days because it's deraisa. And then Rav Amar Rav Yochanan says, he agrees with him when it comes to sukkah, but in terms of lulav, he says 7, every day you make a bracha on it, and sukkah, every day you make a bracha on it. Okay, then we said that Rav Yosef says, you should go with Rabbi Bar Bechan Rav Yochanan, that's the middle sheet that we mentioned, rather than going with Shmuel, who was the first sheet. Why? In reference to sukkah. Why? But that you do it every single day, as opposed to the first sheet of Shmuel said you do sukkah only the first day and then you don't do it the rest of the time. He said, because both the sheetahs, both Rabbi Bar Bechana and Ravin, say in Rav Yochanan, they say that sukkah is 7 days and you make a bracha every day. And we know that when it's Shmuel versus Rav Yochanan, halacha goes like Rav Yochanan. So in reference to sukkah, you actually make it every single day. Now, frek the Gemara kasha, this is what we are now up to. This is going to be a question on, straight-out question on sheet number 2. Meisave frek the Gemara, remember, we said Rabbi Bechana said Rav Yochanan that you make a bracha lulav the first day and the rest of the days you don't make a bracha, and in sukkah you make it 7 days. So says the Heilige Gemara. Ha'otze lulav la'atzmo omer, baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'yaron ozmanaseh. Someone who makes a lulav, this is somebody who goes ahead and make a lulav for themselves. And Rashi says you're doing it not for others. V'lo la'achirim, this is talking about Erev Yontif, and you make it, what do? He says a bracha of shechiyanu. And then on Sukkot, when he goes ahead and he takes it for the first time, not lulatzis ba'omer baruch hashem k'dushanu v'sofet zivanu al netilas lulav. He goes ahead and he says the bracha of netilas lulav. V'afal pi sheberech alav yom rishon chozem avarach kol shiva. Even though he made a bracha on the first day, he continues and does it all 7 days. So far, again, we're seeing that right now is against Rabbi Bechana Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you say it only one day. And now let's move on to the sukkah part. Oh, says sukkah latzvo. Someone who goes and makes himself for a sukkah. What does he say? Baruch shechianu v'kimanu v'yaganu z'banaseh. Right? V'chulu. He says a bracha of shechianu. And nichnas leitshiv ba'omer. When he goes into the sukkah, then he goes and he says, Leishiv basukkah. V'kevan sheberech yom rishon shuv eno mevarech. And once he goes ahead and he says it, on the first day, he doesn't do it anymore. Okay, that's again, straight out against Rabbi Bechana Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you make a bracha every day of sukkahs on the sukkah. Over here, he says you only do it one time. So it comes out from the Baisa, lulav 7, sukkah 1. And Rabbi Bechana Rabbi Yochanan said, lulav 1, sukkah 7. What's going on? Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah. Says Gemara, okay, bishlam lulav alulav akasha, we can fix up the lulav alulav issue. How come? Because we could simply say that kam bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim, kam bezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. We could say that in regards to the lulav part, we said that the Bryce is talking about during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when they're inside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, so become Beis HaMikdash Kayim, therefore you go ahead and you say it 7 times, because then it's no longer Durabana, it's actually Doraisa. And the other one is, Sukkah is going to be a kasha, right? So we've answered up the saying that there's no problem over here. And as we see, he actually explained. Remember, Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan said the reason why you say it only one time is he said because it's derabanan. But if it'd be deraisa, then taka, maybe he would agree also, and he would say that there'd be no problem. Therefore, we've answered that up. But when it comes to sukkah is still going to be a kasha, because we know that Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan says that sukkah you do it 7 days every day. You go and you do it because it's deraisa. And the Braisa seems to say they only do it one time. What are you going to do with that? Says Gemara, we're going to fix it up by saying this is a tanoi. This is a machlokas tanoim as it pertains to tefillin. And we go ahead and we compare that machlokas to lulav, I'm sorry, to sukkah as well. And we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan goes like one of the shitas, that the Braisa goes like the other shita, and therefore in a chenami. So it's a problem, no problem. He has someone that he's hinging himself on. Tanahi, the tanya, we're learning from the Braisa. Tefillin, when it comes to tefillin, kol zman shemenichin mevarach aleim. comes to tefillin, if I take it off and put it on my tefillin many times throughout the day, then I go ahead and I make a bracha every single time. Rashi says, "Vafilu cholzen amanicha me'apam v'yom." I can do it 100 times. I still go ahead and do the same thing. V'gabe sukanami afagav de lo mifseke lelo smiyamim. Even though the nights and the days don't split each other because it's the whole time. U'kechad yom arichahu. It's like one long day. Still mevarchinan aleha b'chol yom. You make every day. The hudomia de cholitz amanicha. Just like a tefillin, the chiyuv is the entire day. So I take it off, I put it back on. I should have to make it again, but I do. So to a sukkah also, when you take it off, when I walk in, you're going to make a bracha every single day, even though the day doesn't, so to speak, break it. All that is divrei Rebbe. That is the world of Rebbe. Rebbe says that you make a new bracha every time, and so do a sukkah, even though the chiyuv never left, you do it every day against the brisa. And that's who Rabbi Yochanan is going like, who's against the brisa. But that goes against Chacham. You only go ahead and make it. The only time you do it, the only time you make the bracha on the tefillin is going to be Shachas Bavad. That's it. Rashi says, El Shachas Basukanami, Kirin the Kechad Yomahu, Sagi Bracha Shal Yom Rishon. It's good with the bracha of the first day. You don't have to do it anymore. So again, he says you only make one bracha since the Chiyuv's entire day and there's no break. So do by Sukkah, you make one bracha on the first day and there's no break throughout. Okay, Viter, Itmar, Zok the Heilige Gemara, Abai Amar Hilchasukka Rebbe. Abai says Halacha goes like Rebbe, which means that what? They make a bracha every single day in the tefillin. You make a bracha every single day when it multiple times a day on the tefillin. You make a bracha every single day when it comes to sukkah. Rava Amar Hilchos Agarbon. And Rava says, Halacha is like the chachamim. That no, you just do one bracha and you're good forever. Amar Rav Mari Barad Bashmuel, Chazina Leila Rava the law of Kishmaite. He said about himself, he said, I saw Rava acted in accordance with Rebbe. He made a new bracha every time he went to the bathroom. Right? It seems as both Abaya and Rava hold like Rebbe. Both of them do now. And he says, Ella makdim v'koy v'oyo l'besakise. It's spelling out what he saw. Ella makdim v'koy v'oyo l'besakise. I saw him get up and go to the bathroom. V'nafik amashi yodim anach tefillin mevarach. And he took off his tefillin. He put him back on. He washed his hands. He put him back on. He made a bracha. V'chiyitzrichei zimna achrine. And if he had to go to the bathroom again, oyo l'besakise. V'nafik amashi yodim anach tefillin mevarach. He would go again, do the same thing, and put his tefillin on again. So we see basically at this stage that there seems to be, it was a machlok zabai and Rava, seems to be Rava also holds like Rebbe, and he must have backed out. He said, okay, so we too, we also go, we do like Rebbe. We make a bracha in the sukkah all 7 days. Now, all this is referencing the sukkah itself. Rashi adds, as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to get into this, but he adds that in regards to the lulav, also that it's all seven. You do it all seven against Rabbi Bechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, who says you do only one. Or even though it's Derabanan, just like Ner Chanukah, Megillah, you make a bracha, even though there's no, it's Derabanan. Since Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to see Rav later, but Rav and Shmuel and Ravin in the name of Yochanan, both say that Lulav, is, all of them say that Lulav is for seven, so therefore we do it seven. Every single day against Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan. When it comes to Sukkah, we keep like that. And then he answered up his issue with the Brisa. He said one's going like Rebbe, one's going like Chachamim. But in terms of Lulav, that's what we would work out against Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan. It would be seven. Every day you make a bracha. We're going to see a bunch of other people also held like Rebbe like this. Now you make a bracha multiple times in tefillin. And similarly, the idea is that you make a tefillin, a bracha and Sukkah every single day. Amar Marzutra, Chazina Leiler of Papi, Dechol Emes Tamarach Tfilim Mavarach. Every time he put on a tefillin, he would make another bracha. Rabbanan Devir of Ashi, they said that Kol Emes Tamashim Sebuhu Mavarachi. Oh, about them. I'm sorry. He said about them. Every time that they would go and they would even touch their tefillin, they would go ahead and make a new bracha. Rashi says, the Kaimalon Chayv Adam Lamashish Tfilin, Kol Shah. A person has to be touching his tefillin constantly. In other words, making sure that he has kavanah, doesn't lose concentration of it. Kavachomim Mitzitz, Bepera Kamad Yuma. They learned Kavachomim Mitzitz, and they went a step further. They would make a bracha every time they would even go ahead and be Mamashbish when they're tefillin. Okay, now we're going to take it back to Lulav, what we started with all the way back in the beginning, that we said a statement. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, remember we had the three of Machlokas, and review of this is from yesterday's, and we started with today. Rav Yehuda says, Amr Shmuel, that seven, that when it comes to Lulav, you do it every single day, since the night breaks it up in Sukkah, you do it once, because the night doesn't actually break it up. So now, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mitzvah Lulav Kol Shiva. It's all 7 days. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, he comes in, he says, Yom Rishon Mitzvah Lulav. He says that the first day is the mitzvah of Lulav. It's a d'oraisa. And therefore, you've got to make yourself a bracha. Rashi says, d'oraisa, v'ikra, boy, bracha. That's the main thing. Mikan ve'ilich mitzvah zakena. From then on, it's just a mitzvah zakena, meaning it's a d'orabanan. Rashi says, d'orabanan, meaning Rav Yochanan mitzaka, v'siyaso, v'd'orabanan, v'lo boy, bracha. And you don't have to go ahead and you don't have to make a bracha the rest of the time. Rav Yitzchak says, Kol Yom Mitzvah Zakenim Afil Yom Rishon. All of them are Darabanan, even Yom Rishon. In fact, the Gemara, what? V'akai melon de Yom Rishon Daraisa. We know that says V'kach Melachem B'Yom Rishon. That's obviously Daraisa. What are you talking about? Ema Bar Mi Yom Rishon. It means except for the first day. Shkoyach, Yehachi Haim Yidur B'Yishub Ben Levi. That's the same thing B'Yishub Ben Levi said. Says Gemara, Enichinami. Ema V'chein Rav Yitzchak. Just say, and so too Rav Yitzchak said. In which case, they're pretty much on the same page. And now we get to that thing we briefly mentioned within Rashi, that Rav even agrees to this. Vav Rav Savar, Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Even Rav holds that for the 7 days it is, Rashi says, means Boi Bracha. You have to make a Bracha, the Mitzvah Lulav. V'afagav de Midarbanan, Hu Boi Bracha. Even though it's the Midarbanan, you still go ahead and you make a Bracha. D'amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Hamad Lik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarach. Someone goes ahead and lights Chanukah candles, they have to go and make a Bracha. So we see that even these type of things, which they're abundant, we go ahead and we nonetheless make sure that we make a bracha. We're going to get a little bit tangentized right now, tangent on the concept of Ner Chanukah. Rav Yirmiyah says, Haroa Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarach. Someone who sees a Ner Chanukah, they have to go ahead and they have to make a bracha. Rashi explains, we're talking about a case when he didn't light in his house, and he's passing by Bishus Rabim, and he sees by someone's house that they go ahead and it's over there, and they make a bracha. This is talking about a case where a person is not, themselves don't plan on lighting. Right, they're traveling or something like that, and then you go and you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? My mevarich. What do they break? What bracha does it make? This is talking about both the people lighting the candles, the people who see the candles. What bracha is it? Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Hamadlik Mevarich Shalosh. On the first day, the one who's being madlik, he makes three different brachas. Right? What are the brachas of Shalosh Nisim Lavasenu? The bracha of Lahadlik Ner. And Rav Shechianu, right? So he does the first night, he does three. And Haro Mevarech Shtayim, the one who sees it, he only does two. What are the two? He doesn't say Lahadlik because he's not lighting. He says Shasa Nisim and Shechianu. Mikan Ve'elach, from then on, from day two and on, Madlik Mevarech Shtayim, you don't say Shechianu anymore because you said it, but you say Lahadlik Ner and Shasa Nisim. Vero Mevarech Achas, and the one who sees it, he says only one, just Shasa Nisim, he says. Umay Mevarech. And the one that's actually lighting, what is he saying above everyone else, even though we said it, now the Gemara spells it out. Baruch HaSher, Kedushan Mitzvah Tzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. It says, you make the Baruch Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That affect the Gemara, the Heichan Tzivanu. Where do we find that actually we were commanded to do such a thing, that you could use such a Lashon of Tzivanu? Two answers. Number one is, we say, Milo Sasser, Pasuk the Teiru, it says, Lo Sasser, you can't stray that from the words of the Lord tell you, the rabbis, I'm sorry. You can't Lo Sasser from that which the Chachamim tell us, we just read it recently. Chachamim tells us to do it, therefore it falls into the category of you have to be saying it, of it's Sivanu. From Nachma Yitzchakomer, he says, he learns from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Shalavitcha v'yadgecha, zekenecha v'yomelach. That we go ahead, we have to listen to that which the great come and tell us, and therefore, as well as here, we make a bracha and we can say it's Sivanu, even though it's not from Hashem himself. So we just learned what Rav holds by Chanukah, that you need to make a bracha even though it's Durabanan, and we applied that to Lulav, right? And then before you go and you make a bracha, now we say it straight out. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Masni Lo Behedya, he said it pretty explicitly by saying, Amar Rav, Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Then we go and make the bracha on the Lulav all 7 days. Beautiful. Now we're going to go back to the second part of the Braisa that we mentioned earlier. And that is if someone makes a sukkah for themselves, then he says, Shehechianu. And when he goes into it on sukkahs, he ends up saying, he says, Aleshe basukka. Tanar abanan, Osa sukkah la'atzma omer bruch shehechianu. He says, Shehechianu. Nichas leshe ba omer bruch shekedishanu. He says, Aleshe basukka. What if it's already standing there, right? It was already built. It's already created. Do you go out and you don't make a shiachin, right, when it's set? So what do you do? It says, If you're able to go ahead and to add something to it, then you go ahead, and then you end up being the bracha of Shechianu. And lav, if you don't have anything that you can do, that you can add to it, then when you go into it, to sit in it, Rashi says, you say leishib asuka and zman, you say Shechianu. When you go and you sit in the first night, and you go and you sit and you finally get to it, that's when you go ahead and you do both of them. Now, although we see that we don't hold like this, We saw that Rav Kahana, even though he built his own sukkah, he didn't say Sheikh Yano at that time. He waited to do it only once he made Kiddush. Tana Rabbanan, you have a lot of mitzvahs. Let's say you have a lot of different mitzvahs in front of you. What does that mean? You have a lot of different mitzvahs. Rashi says, like, you have lulav and sukkah and tefillin and tzitzis, all the same shot. What do you do? So instead of going and making individual brachas, then what you do is you omer baruch hashem kedushanu b'sasav etzivanu al hamitzvahs. You do it in one fell swoop. That you put them all together. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, mavarach kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzma. No, you make a bracha on each one of them individually. Amar Rav Zera says, v'itim Rav Chanina bar Papa. Remember that, because we're going to come back to a bunch of Rav Zera's Avitim Rav Chanina bar Papa. He says Hilchasa k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha goes to Rabbi Yehuda. They make a bracha on each individual mitzvah. You don't go ahead and separate them, but you rather you send each one. That halacha is like him. That's the halacha. In fact, the Gemara, Vam Rav Zera Avitima, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why is he making each one of them? Because the pasuk says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Right, that Hashem is Baruch every single day. And it says the Gemara, V'chi b'yom mevarchin oso, b'lai le'im mevarchin oso. Well, we only bless Hashem, we only recognize this during the day and not during the night. Ella ba lo melecha is coming to tell you, b'chol yom v'yom tein lo me'in b'yachosav. Every single day you give to him like his bracha. Rashi says, meaning what? Shal Shabbos me'in shal Shabbos. Shal chol me'in shal chol. Shal yom tov me'in shal yom tov. So what we do is that, that means everything gets exactly what it's supposed to get. Hachanami here too. B'chol davar v'davar, tein l'me'in b'chosav. Every single thing should get exactly what it's supposed to get. So you don't make one bracha for everything, but rather you go to make the bracha that's going to, for each individual thing. Another Rav Zeir, Rav Amar, Rav Zeir, Rav Yitim, Rav Chanid, Rav Papa. Bo re'ei shalok, k'midis ab kodesh baruch, k'midis pasul adam. Come and see that just the ways of Hashem are not like the ways of flesh and blood. Midas Basav Adam, when it comes to regular people, then we know Kli Reikon, let's say you have an empty Kli, a vessel which is empty. Beep, turn the page. Mem Vav Amud Beis. Machzik. Rashi says, Masha Nosin L'socho, that which you put into it, it can hold. Male Eino Machzik. But when it's full, it can't get anything else in it, right? Whatever you try to put into it, it falls out. Av Amidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. Male Machzik. Something which is full can end up taking more. That means a person who's steigs away has a lot of teda, he's able to get even more Torah. Reikon Eino Machzik. But if a person is empty from Torah, they're not going to be able to continue adding to it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'haya im shama'a tishma," and that would be if you listen, then you will listen. V'haya im shama'a tishma, meaning what? Im shama'a tishma. If you listen, you'll be able to listen. Rashi says, "Im hurgalta lishma'a." If you accustom yourself to listen, then oz tishma. Then you'll hear. It means tucha lilmo delosif. You'll be able to do even add more to it. Ve'im lav lo tishma. But if not, you won't be able to do it. Rashi says, shloi tisa ozen bialdu sechel eshmo. You didn't, when you were young, give your ear to listen. Then lo tishma la'acher zman lo yaspiku biyadcha. You'll be able to do it. You'll have built your way and then you're able to do it. Davar acher, another thing from this, is im shamoa biyashin, if you listen to the old biyashan, which means what? Machzer al talmudcha sheshamata. You review that which you learned. Go over and over it. Then tishma b'chadash. You're able to hear new things. Rashi says, teschakim bo lahavin devarim chadashim etoch devarim yishanim. You're able to learn new things off the old things you already knew. V'im yifne levavcha. But if you go ahead and you let your heart go to nothingness, Rashi says, leis yayish amash lamadata kvar milachzor alav. In other words, you don't go ahead and you don't chazer, then shuv lo tishma. You're not going to be able to go ahead and hear anymore. Rashi says over there, Mishatifne libcha levatola, when you leave your heart to nothingness, like you don't go in chazer, you don't learn more, then shuv ein mashmienoscha dahachik siv, im yifta levavcha velo tishma. If you leave your heart and you don't listen to it, so you're not going to be able to learn from it anymore. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah says that miyat tinokos, what they used to do is on the last day, the Mishnah said miyat tinokos, shomtenes luvim, they would go and grab their lulavs, v'ochlan esrogim, and they would eat their esrogim. So now, says the Gemara, what exactly is going on over here. We're going to see machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Are we about when is it that a person is allowed to use? When is this allowed to get any benefit from it? Amar Rav Yochanan, Esrog b'shvi aser. Esrog on the seventh day is aser. Why is it aser? Rashi says aser la'achila, v'afilu la'achar sheyotzeba. Even after you fulfilled your mitzvah from doing it, it's going to be aser. K'mifarsh time k'saver l'chol shiva siyamim is katzoy, because he holds, as we're going to see, that he holds all 7 days. It was iskatzoy, it was set aside for, and it's still the day, even though you already used it. But shmini mutter, on the eighth day, meaning shmini Yatzeris, then it's going to be mutter. Person, go ahead and chow down on that esrog. Sukkah, filu b'shmini aser, but he says sukkah even on the eighth day is going to be aser. What does that mean? Aser for what? Rashi says lahasukkah, to use it for firewood, and the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between sukkah and esrog. Why is esrog okay on the eighth day and sukkah is not? Veishlag hetzer of Yochanan. Veishlag hetzer esrog filu b'shmini nami mutter. He says even on the seventh day itself is going to be mutter once you are yotzei. Why? Ve'enu omedes lemitzvah. Did the kasav the mitzvah says katzoy v'sulo? Because he holds said it was only muksa for the mitzvah itself, set aside for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, it's done. So that's going to see the machlokas. The Gemara is not going to break down exactly what Rashi says. Micah Mifkli, what's a machlokas? Mar Savar LeMitzvah. So Iskatzoi one says that it was huksa just for the mitzvah itself. That would be Reish Lakish, the second one that we just said, and therefore once you finish it, then you're good to go. Even on the seventh, you could eat it. Omar Savar LeKuliyom Iskatzoi. No one says, no, it's muksa for the entire day, meaning every single day it's going to be muksa until it's totally finished. Even on the seventh day, once you do it, it's going to be muksa there as well. Eisvei Reish Lakish LeRev Yochanan. So Reish Lakish comes along and he asks the Kasha. This is going to be version number one. Then we're going to see version number two is going to be the flip. So first of all, Reish Lakish comes. Reish Lakish one says it's mutter even on day seven. He says, I understand, Reish Yochanan. We said in the Mishnah, Miat Tinoko Shomtons Levin Ve'Ochas Rogem. On the seventh day, we grab the lulav and we're allowed to eat the esrogim of the kids. My lav, hu adin legedolim. Isn't it true that also the older ones, the esrogim of the older people also is going to be mutter bechila? And he just stomps at the kids. It says, lo, tinokos davka. Vilchan says, it's not a raya. It's tinokos davka that it's talking about. Therefore, don't try to tell me that it's going to be mutter on the seventh, because it was only talking about the tinokos one that you're allowed to do such a thing. Okay, ikadamri esvi of Yochan Reish Lakish. Some say it was a flip. The question was asked of Yochan to Reish Lakish. Miat tinokos, shomtem zulvein, vilchan is your game. It says, davka the kids. Tinokos in gedolim lo. You can't take the gedolim, which case it's going to be usher on the seventh day to eat it. And you're going to say the seventh? How could you say that? It says, no. Really, what it means is not only the ketani, it means even the gedolim. Who adin darfila gedolim? V'hai the ketani tinokos or chutim elsa ketani. That was just the normal way that they spoke, because that's what they used to do. Rashi says she ain't derech l'shmot miyad the gedolim. It's a game. It's not the normal thing to grab it from an adult. You grab it from the kid, and therefore that's why you don't have a raya against me. Amalei Rav Papa le'Abaye, Rav Papa came and he says to Abaye, L'Rav Yochanan, Maishna Sukka Maishna Esrog. I understand, what's the difference? Why is it that you said, according to Rav Yochanan, that it's going to be a chilek between the two, that esrog is going to be okay to have on day eight, but sukkah is going to be usher on day eight? What's going on? So he says, Amr Leh, he said back to him, Abaye responds, sukkah de chazi lebein ashmashos, since if one were to have a meal at the end of day seven, bein ashmashos, they would need to do it in the sukkah, therefore it's going to be usher the next day. Right, it's going to be us the next day, and vayavus the pshat the diyismar meili sudasa boy mesi begavo mecha begavo. You'd have to have a sudan over there, and therefore is katzoy lebein hashmashos. It becomes already huksa and set aside by bein hashmashos. And if it's already hooks up for Ben Hashmashos, and we know the din, what's the halacha? Migudus Kasoy the Ben Hashmashos, it's to say the Kuli Shmini, the Kuli Yoma Dishmini. Since it was already Aser Ben Hashmashos, therefore it becomes Aser for the rest of the day as well. Ben Hashmashos is from Shkia until Tseis, that quasi period. We're not sure it's considered part of the previous day or it's already the beginning of the next day. And when something becomes Muksa, then it becomes Muksa for the rest of the day. But Esrog, the Lochazi the Ben Hashmashos, when it comes to Esrog, which is not Chatroy, you're not going to do Ben Hashmashos. Why? Rashi says, Mishiyotzav Shach. Therefore, it wasn't muksa ben hashmashos. Therefore, it's not going to be usher for all day of shmini. So sukkah, you're not allowed to be is usher to use for firewood on day eight because the fact of it was usher, it was muksa by ben hashmashos, and esrog wasn't, and therefore it's going to be okay. V'Levi Amar, Levi comes and he says that even the esrog is usher on day eight. Right, what does he say? V'levi yomer esrog afilu b'shmini aser. He even says day eight is going to be aser. And Rashi explains why. Migo d'asura b'en hashmashos d'shmini, Mishum de bein hashmashos suffik yomu, since day 7 is going to be aser, and bein hashmashos after day 7 is a suffik if it's considered 7 or considered 8, therefore that bein hashmashos is also going to be considered aser. And therefore, right, Mishum de bein hashmashos suffik yomu, b'shvi is katsoy l'kuli yomu, is aser on all 7, the kivin de bein hashmashos asura, and the bein hashmashos following it is going to be aser, v'alfagav de lo chazi le bein hashmashos, even though you wouldn't bring it then, still for asura l'kuli yomu, it's going to be aser for the next day. V'avua de Shmuel amar, he says that Esrog is going to be mutter on day 8. So Levi says it's going to be Aser on day 8, and Avud Shmuel says it's going to be mutter, but he actually retracts it and goes into the world of Levi. Avud Shmuel amar Esrog b'shvi Aser b'shmini mutter. Come Avud Shmuel b'shitas to Levi, but then afterwards he went ahead and he changed his mind. Rashi says Chazer bo midvar v'amrka Levi. He said like Levi, that day 8 is also going to be a problem, and it's going to be Aser. Come Rabbi Zera b'shitas to Avud Shmuel. Rabbi Zera, he, though, holds like Rav Uda Shmuel originally held, that it's going to be mutter on day 8. Come Rav Zer, b'shisate da Avuda Shmuel. And Rashi explains, Amar b'beis ha-medrash b'shvi, asa b'shmini mutter, it's actually going to be mutter on the 8th day. The Amar of Zera, because Rav Zera said, an esrog shenifsila asa la'ochel kol shiva, an esrog that became pusil, it's asa to eat it all 7 days. And Rashi explains, what's the chiddush here? It's a rabusa nakat, tafilo nifsila, even if it became pusil, it's still going to be asa all shiva. Shemitchila l'shiva huksa aval b'shmini muteris. It was a huksa already the first day, for before Sukkot, it's going to be for the 7 days it's huksa, but for the 8th day, it's not considered huksa, and therefore it's going to be mutter to eat it on the 8th day. Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, "Lo likni inish hoshana liyunuka. Don't give over your lulav and your esrog to a katan. Make sure not to give it to a kid. Your hoshana, Rashi says, but matana achal yotzabahu until you totally finish your mitzvah. Why? Biyomatava kama. This is talking about on the first day because it says ukachta mechem. It's got to be yours and it can't be lent, borrowed, stolen, etc." So you can't give it. Why is that? My timer. The Anuka Mikta Kani, because a kid, he's able to be Kona. Rashi says that the Rabbanon, they were Misakin, that is Chil and Afshe. He could be Kona something, but Aknuya Lomakane, but he doesn't know how to give it over. He doesn't be able to give it back because he's not a Bardas to be able to do such a thing. And therefore, if you go and you give it to him first, and then he gives it back to you, then you end up doing it with a Lulav that doesn't belong to you. And we know that on day one of Sukkot, it's got to belong to you. Therefore, make sure you don't do that. The Amar of Zera and Rav Zera says another thing. They don't say to a kid, "Yo, I'm going to give you something." Then you don't give it to him. Shikra, because then you're teaching him how to lie. Shenamar limdu l'shonam daber sheker. You're teaching the kids how to speak lies. This is very important. So you tell your kid, "I'm going to do this for you," and then you don't do it for them. Whoa, 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 whoa! And you wonder where they learn how to lie from. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This machlokas that we just brought between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish about whether or not you can eat the etzog in day 7 or you have to wait until day 8. Rabbi Yochanan said you have to wait till day 8. Rabbi Lakish says you're even allowed to have it on day 7. We find an identical machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi. By the way, Rashi is going to end up by saying that we go like those that say that day 7 is usser, right? In other words, this is like Rav Yochanan. That's what we're going to end up saying like. But let's see. Ublikta Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, de Itmar, it says, Hifrish Shiva Esrogan l'shiva yamim. Let's say a person set aside 7 Esrogim for 7 days, Amarav, kol achas v'achas yotziba v'ochel alter. Each one of them, you finish and you can eat them immediately. That goes to Rish Lakish. You finish the hooks of Josh for the mitzvah. V'rav Asi, Amar, kol achas v'achas yotziba v'ochel amachik. You only eat it the next day. Amakamifka, what are they arguing over? Mar Savar, the mitzvah says it's gatsoy. One says that for the mitzvah is it's gatsoy. That was Rav, that's the first one. He says that's why you could eat it right away. Omar Savar, Lukuli Yom is gatsoy. Rav Asi says that it's for the entire day that it was set aside and therefore it's going to be usher until the next day. Like we said, the halacha goes like Rav Yochanan that it's going to be aser on day 7. Vanan de islan tre yome. Question is, what do we do like in chutz la'aretz? Because we have an extra day. Heche avdinan. Amar Abaye says, shmini suffik shvi aser. 8th day is a suffik whether it's a 7th day, and therefore it's going to be aser. And she, suffik shmini, the 9th day is a suffik whether it's the 8th day, and therefore, worst case, it's the 8th day, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Merema Amar, Merema says, afilu shmini suffik shvi mutter. Even the 8th day, which is a suffik if it's the 7th day, is going to be mutter. Besura and Sura, the Avdi Kamirimer, they did like Mirimer, and the eighth day they said that you're allowed to go, you could eat it. Rav Shisha Bered, Rav Idi Avadka Abaye. Rav Shisha Bered Idi did like Abaye, and like Abaye said, and the, what was that? That you didn't eat it on that day. The Hilchasak Abaye, the Alachasak Abaye, on day eight, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a Suffolk day seven, and therefore it's no good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Wish all y'all a great, great day.